Good morning, Jubilee Church. Today, part of the Psalm series, my cell group will be doing Psalm 117, 诗篇 117篇. The hymn is relatively simple. If you all know it, I hope you all can sing along with our cell group later. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
This morning, I'd like to continue half of what I didn't finish last week on Psalm 116.
今天早上, 牧师要继续上个星期还没有完成的诗篇116篇.
So let me read to you Psalm 116, verse 12 onwards. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Psalm 116, verse 12. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly I am your servant, Lord. I serve you as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Now the Egyptian Hallel Psalms that we have been covering so far has the Exodus event as the backstory.
我们近期讲到的埃及哈利诗篇一直以来都是以出埃及事件作为故事的背景。
And when you think about Exodus,
当你想到出埃及这个事件的时候,
you might assume that, oh, it's the spectacular plagues and the dramatic crossing of the Red Sea that will naturally be the climax of the whole story.
你或许会很自然地假设说那一场严重的瘟疫跟那个戏剧性的过红海事件作为整个故事的高潮。
In, in, And that's exactly how Hollywood would have presented it.
这就是好莱坞会选择表现的一种手法。
But that will be a common misconception.
这是一个对通常会有的一个误解。
Because if you were to survey through the entire Exodus,
如果你涉猎整部出埃及的记载的时候，
you will see that the salvation is not an end in itself.
你就会发现说拯救其实不是整个故事的终结的意义，
But it is only a means to an end.
而是推向最终意义的过程。
Now if salvation is not the end, then we might ask, then what is the end?
如果最终意义是，那么出埃及的最终的真正的意义是什么呢？
What will be the true purpose of Exodus?
就是那出埃及的真正的意义是什么？
The endis the God and people of God relationship between Yahweh and Israel.
那个最终意义就是有关上帝跟他的子民，也就是耶和华跟以色列的关系。
God and the people of God is this relationship that is the end.
就是上帝跟上帝的子民这样的一个关系是最终的意义。
And that is why even though Exodus starts with the salvation,
这就是为什么出埃及是以
救恩
作为一个开始。
But it ends with the law giving and the tabernacle building.
但是呢，却是以颁布律法跟建造会幕作为结束。
So let's now do a short survey of Exodus. I want to bring out this point very, very strongly.
让我们做一个简要的追溯整个出埃及的记载。
Now even before the salvation began,This is what God wants Moses to tell the Israelites.
就是在拯救事件之前，上帝要摩西这样的告诉以色列民。
He tell them, say, therefore say to the Israelites, I'm the Lord.
所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华。
I will bring you out of Egypt from under the yokes of the Egyptians, and I will free you from being slaves to them. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment.
我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，就是你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。
And then what did he say? He says, I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God.
我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。
Now, as humans, of course, we put great value on God's salvation, and rightly so.
我们作为人把上帝的拯救看为最重要，那是无可厚非的。
Nobody wants to die or to live in slavery.
没有人愿意活或死在奴役中。
Because God's salvation is our ticket to life, our ticket to freedom.
上帝的拯救跟是活命和自由的一个包票。
But we have to ask, what's next after salvation?
但是我们需要问的就是拯救之后又是什么呢？
Because that is an important topic, if notEven more important than salvation itself.
这或许是比拯救本身更加重要的一个课题。
Ironically, it's the Israelites themselves who understood this very clearly.
比较讽刺的是，以色列人自己也明白这件事。
They know that slavery is bad, but it could be a lot more worse.
被奴役其实不是件好事，但是可能还有更糟的。
And this is what they say to Moses when the Egyptians come chasing after them.
这就是为什么他们在埃及兵队追赶他们的时候这样子对摩西说。
They say to Moses, was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die?
他们对摩西说，难道在埃及没有坟地你把我们带来死在旷野吗？
What have you done to us bringing us out of Egypt? Well, they were scolding him.
你为什么这样带我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？他们这样子责骂摩西。
Didn't we say to you in Egypt, leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians?
难道我们在埃及岂没有对你说过不要骚扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？
It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert.
因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。
Now I think that the words here, you know, didn't we say to you in Egypt, these words are very telling.
我以为这一句我们在埃及岂没有对你说过可圈可点。
Because, you know, even when in Egypt, they already have doubts about this salvation.
他们在埃及的时候早已经对拯救 这件事产生了怀疑。
Why do you save us? No, we don't want to be saved.
为什么要拯救我们呢？
Egypt is better than death in the desert.
因为在埃及比死在旷野还好。
Now in hindsight, well, they proved not to be wrong.
但是回想一下，他们说的好像也是没有错。
Because aside from Joshua and Caleb, all of them did die in the desert.
除了耶稣雅各加勒，其他人都死在旷野。
Now let's take a moment to reflect on this much neglected detail.
让我们花一些时间来思想这一段我们常常忽略的细节。
Now we often marvel at the Exodus.
我们常常对出埃及充满着赞叹。
We celebrate the Promised Land.
我们对应许地欢庆。
Oh, that is the land that is flowing in milk and honey.
那是一个牛奶与蜜之地。
But we gloss over the 40 years of struggles, bickering between God and people through the desert, through the wilderness.
我们想掩饰那40年在旷野里面的挣扎，以及上帝跟他子民之间的吵吵闹闹。
Now getting out of Egypt was only the beginning.
从埃及离开只是一个开始。
Even getting into the promised land wasn't the end that you would imagine it to be.
即使到了应许地，也不是你所想象中的一个完结篇。
The core and the climax of the entire narrative has always been this God, people of God relationship.
整个叙述的中心思想和高潮，从来就是有关上帝跟上帝的子民的关系。
And this relationship, I admit, is a tough one.
这的确是一个不容易的一个关系。
Being the people of God is tough.
作为上帝的子民是一个 不容易的事。
Obeying God's will is tough.
遵守他的旨意是一件不容易的事。
And moving on, we will see that this difficult relationship is already evident from the moment they step out of Egypt.
接着我们发现这个关系的难度在他们踏出埃及地的那个时刻就被证明了。
Once they were out of Egypt, they grumbled against Moses saying, What are we to drink?
他们百姓一踏出埃及就向摩西发出怨言说我们喝什么呢
Then Moses cried out to God and the Lord showed him a piece of wood
摩西呼求耶和华耶和华就指示他一棵树
And he threw it into the water became fit to drink
他把树丢在水里水就变甜了
But note these words that follow He says there the Lord issued a ruling an instruction for them and put them to the test
请注意这个句话耶和华在那里为他们定了律例典章，在那里试验他们。
He says, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the disease I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
又说，你若留意听耶和华你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例。我就不将所加在埃及人的疾病加在你身上，因为我耶和华是医治你的。
So what do all these words mean?
那这些话到底在讲说些什么呢
？I think there's a subtext here. 话中有话。
话中有话。
So essentially, God is saying to them.
基本上，上帝是在跟他们说。
Hey guys, okay, now that we are out of Egypt, let's make things clear.
乡亲们，现在出了埃及地。我可要把事情讲清楚。
I will take you as my own people, I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God.
我会把你们当成自己的人，我也会成为你们的神。
Now with that in mind, can we have a little, you know, trust and obedience here from now on?
我们从现在开始，能不能够有一些彼此信任跟依靠呢
？A little obedience to my word, if you don't mind.
就是有一些能够。彼此就是能够信任我对我的遵守我的话语。如果你不介意的话
，I'm the Lord after all, right?
我毕竟还是耶和华你的神。
So we see that even before the law giving at Sinai, at this moment they haven't reached Sinai, God is already telling them that the core values of this relationship will be trust and obedience.
也就是说，早在西乃山颁布律法的事件之前，上帝已经交代了他跟他子民关系的整个核心的价值，那就是信心、信靠跟遵守。
But even though they had this heart-to-heart talk, we will see in the next event that their minds were only on themselves, as the event will show.
即使是以这样的用以心为心对心的这样的一个对话，但是他们的满脑子想的只是他自己，就像接下来所发生的事情所显示的一样。
Immediately, next event we see in Exodus chapter 16, in the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron again.
以色列的全会众就在旷野里面向摩西、亚伦发出怨言。
The Israelites say to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt."
说巴不得我们早死在埃及地。
They were thinking about Egypt. Oh, there we sat around pots of meat, or ate all the food we wanted. But you brought us out of the desert to starve the entire assembly to death.
他们想到就是在埃及的时候坐在那个肉锅的旁边吃得饱足，而是你们将我们领出来到这个旷野，是要叫整个会众都饿死吗？
So we see here an important truth.
所以我们看到一个很重要的一个真理。
That salvation is meaningless if there is no relationship.
如果没有这一个关系，拯救就是一个毫无意义的事。
I say again, salvation is meaningless if there is no relationship.
我再重复，拯救是没有意义，如果没有这一个关系的话。
From Exodus, we see that these people would rather be back in Egypt than to be saved from slavery by God.
从出埃及我们看到以色列人宁愿留在埃及地，也不愿上帝拯救他们脱离为奴的身份。
Salvation has meant nothing to these people.
他们根本不把拯救当一回事。
Now you may wonder why are we going through all these passages in Exodus.
你或许会问为什么我们要回顾这些出埃及的片段呢？
It's to demonstrate to you that salvation alone cannot be the main purpose of Exodus.
这是要向你们显示说，拯救不是整个出埃及的目的。
Yes, the salvation does kickstart the entire possibility of this God-people relationship.
是的，拯救事件是作为神跟人建立关系，揭开整个序幕。
But,
如果他们还
but there will be no relationship, and we understand that there will be no relationship if they still belong to Pharaoh.
如果是他们还活在埃及法老的权力底下，那就根本不可能有新的关系的产生。
But it is only a kickstart. It is only when they truly understand what this relationship meant and they know how they could maintain this relationship, that is when this relationship becomes a meaningful and lasting one.
所以出埃及基本上就是为神跟人之间的关系揭开整个序幕，所以唯有当他们知道这个关系的意义的时候
，and how they could maintain this relationship, then this relationship can be lasting and meaningful.
就是他们就能够知道怎么样维持这个关系，这个关系才会有永恒性跟才有真正的意义。
And this is why Exodus is a very good backstory for our Psalm 116.
这就是出埃及成为诗篇116篇背景故事的整个原因。
Last week I tried to dramatize the entire salvation story found in Psalm 116.
上个星期牧师尝试要很戏剧性的表现了诗篇116篇的拯救故事。
It was a harrowing fight with death.
那就是跟死亡的恐怖的一个对视。
My purpose is to let you experience the imminent danger.
我的本意其实牧师的本意就是想让你们感受到在面临着危机的时候
and then you experience the sure power of God's rescue.
你才能够你才能够经历到上帝完全的施助的那种拯救的力量。
Now if there was a message, it would be this.
如果是有一个信息的话，那就是
that death was winning.
死亡似乎是胜利了。
But by the grace of God, we have our life restored.
但是通过上帝的恩典，整个生机将会被恢复。
Yet I will fail completely if you were to think that would be the entire point of that psalm.
其实如果你认为这就是整篇诗篇的重点，那牧师的讲解就完全盘失败。
It would be like Moses leading the people out of Egypt and all of them end up dead in the desert.
这就好比摩西带领 他们出去埃及的时候，最终落到全体在旷野里面，死的死，散的散一样。
Because salvation is meaningless if there is no relationship.
拯救的作为若没有关系的设立，是毫无意义的。
But thankfully, we see that the psalmist did not just end with the salvation story.
还好，整个诗篇并没有停止在拯救的故事。
He understood the importance of this relationship.
诗人明白到关系的重要性。
And he said that he will return to the Lord for all God's goodness.
他选择回到耶和华的厚恩。
Now this return has three important elements.
这样的一个归回有三个元素。
The first element is a sacrament.
第一个元素是圣礼。
What is a sacrament? A sacrament is a symbolic ritual to display his will.
这样的一个圣礼是为了显露自己的意愿而公开表征的一个仪式。
And this sacrament, as he said, will be a drink offering.
这个圣礼是举杯感恩的一个举动。
What is a drink offering? Well, given the custom then, that would mean that he will take a cup with the wine and he will pour out in front of him.
根据当时的习俗，他可能举杯后 就地洒酒，作为向上帝的献礼。
It's like an indication that, okay, I'm now offering this to the Lord.
所以这个就是他献上自己生命的一个表征，作为向上帝的献礼。
But it is not just, I'm giving you this wine. It's not an offering alone.
这不是一个一般的献礼。
It's also a symbol of him pouring out his life for God.
也就是说，这是他献上自己生命而向上帝的一种表彰。
So the first element is this sacrament. The second element is his vow.
所以第一个元素是圣礼，第二个元素就是还愿。
Twice he said that I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
诗人在两节，就是十四节跟十八节里面有两次提到，我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
So it's not just a sacramental display using all these objects as metaphors.
所以这个不是用物体像酒杯来预奉献的整个心意。
But it's also a display with words that would spell out his entire intention.
而更是诗人用言语来表明自己心意的一个举动。
What is the content of his sacrifice?
那么他所献上的内容是什么呢？
What is his vow?
他的所还的愿又是什么呢？
That is the third element.
这就是所谓的第三个元素。
It is a vow of servanthood.
就是愿作为仆人的一个意愿。
He will sacrifice his life as a lifelong servant of the Lord.
他愿意献上自己的一生作为耶和华的仆人。
Not just a servant, but a family servant.
不只是一个普通的仆人，而是作为上帝家的仆人。
His life now belongs to the Lord.
他的生命就完全被耶和华所拥有。
And this is what he says in verse 16, Truly, I'm your servant, Lord.
这就是诗人在第十六节所说的，耶和华，我真是你的仆人。
I serve you just as my mother did.
我是你的仆人，就像你卑女的儿子。
You have freed me from my chains.
你已经解开我的绑锁。
Now this verse expresses his vows of servanthood.
这样的一个诗篇道述了一个仆人的心愿。
And I believe that this verse is the climax of the entire psalm.
牧师相信这就是这一段诗篇的一个高潮。
Similarly, the climax of Exodus is also when Moses receives the law at Mount Sinai.
以此同理的话，牧师相信出埃及的高潮就在于摩西在西乃山领受上帝律法的那个时刻。
Just as how the psalmist became the Lord's servant when he made his vow, the Israelites also became the people of God when they accept his will and his word.
就像世人如何成为耶和华的仆人，以色列人在领受上帝的话语跟旨意的那一时刻，他们已经成为了上帝的子民。
Yet, when we reach this climax,
但是在来到高潮的那一刻，
we see that there's a paradox in this verse.
我们也面临了一个矛盾。
Because one might say that the relationship between a servant and a master is also a form of bondage.
那就是仆人跟主人的关系，难道不也是一种束缚吗？
So from the bondage and chains of death that we described last week.
就是从上星期的死亡的束缚跟那个捆绑。
We see that the psalmist has ended up in the bondage of servanthood to God this week.
我们看到诗人从这个星期就转为成为耶和华仆人的一个束缚。
And we can also see the parallel in Exodus.
这样的一个矛盾，其实我们也可以在出埃及事件里面看到。
The Israelites were freed from the bondage of slavery in Egypt.
以色列人在埃及为奴的捆绑中被释放。
But in this relationship with God, it meant that they now enter into a bondage with the law of God.
但是跟耶和华的新的关系，意味着让他们进入上帝律法的束缚，这就是一个矛盾的所在。
This is the paradox.
这就是矛盾的所在。
But this is also the truth.
但是呢，这也就是真理的所在。
And this is the truth that we should understand about our salvation and our faith with God.
这就是我们要明白我们救恩和信仰，我们就必须要真正的知道这个真理。
Now maybe some of us cannot accept this.
或许我们当中有一些人没有办法接受这样的一个真理。
Who wants to be bonded?
谁愿意被束缚呢？
And I feel that yes, that is understandable.
牧师觉得这是一个情有可原。
We want the rescue without the relationship.
我们很渴望拯救，但是我们却不要关系。
We want the salvation, but we don't want the servanthood.
我们要渴望救恩，但是却不要成为神的仆人。
But unfortunately, that is not possible.
但是这是一个不可能的事。
Let's just look at the Israelites.
看看以色列人吧。
Physically, yes, they were rescued from slavery in Egypt.
从肉身的角度，他们的确是被拯救，离开了为奴的整个埃及。
But when they were without a true relationship with God,
但是如果没有跟耶和华建立一个真正的关系，
they were wallowing in every circumstances.
他们会在各种各样的情况里面打滚。
Where is my water?
我的水在哪里？
Where is my meat?
我的肉在哪里？
Where is my food?
我的食物在哪里？
All these kind of things, you know, their hearts were still bound in Egypt.
最终他们的心还是会朝向这埃及。
So you cannot survive with salvation without the servanthood.
所以你不可能真正成为上帝的仆人，而无法在救恩里面存活。
第二位就是你不可以有救恩，可是没有这个成为神的仆人。
Yeah.
I'll readily admit that yes, the laws of God they seem very binding.
So 牧师很容易的、很快的承认说，上帝律法的一个约束的能力。
Because disobedience to the law will mean judgment and death. Yes.
所以不遵守律法就是审判跟死亡。
But I will argue that obeying the law also gives us freedom.
但是呢，牧师会觉得说，遵守律法也的确带来自由。
Because if you were to study the laws,
如果你细读律法的话，
you will see that it frees the people from a mentality of oppression.
你会发现律法让人从辖制的捆绑意念中释放出来。
They free the leadership from doing power play.
他们让领导者从整个权力的游戏当中被释放出来。
And the laws free them to teach them how to live as a free community.
律法教导他们如何在自由跟群体当中生活。
And in the end, when we see that the Israelites were living without the law and living without God,
最终当以色列人没有律法跟没有上帝的时候，
the prophets tells us that their violence and their social injustice, they were no different in nature.From the slavery in Egypt.
先知告诉了我们，他们的暴力跟社会不公，在本质上，基本上是和埃及的奴役制度是没有两样。
Their disobedience to God eventually led them to their own destruction.
所以他们对上帝的悖逆，最终就是带给他们的自我的灭亡。
And what is true for Israel is also true for us individually.
所以在以色列国历史上的这个真实的事实，的确也成为我们个人的事实。
Yes, what God gives to us is grace, is free grace.
是的，上帝。
哦，拔出来了。
上帝给我们的是恩典。
And his salvation is grace to us.
他的救赎是恩典。
But if you want to give up the past, then you have to embrace the new.
放弃过往就是表示说你需要拥抱新的将来。
We need to accept the grace.
我们需要接受恩典。
But we also need to accept this new servanthood, this new bondage to God.
但是我们更需要接受跟上帝的新的一个约束。
And I believe this is what Paul meant when he says this in Romans.
牧师相信这就是保罗在罗马书第六章所要表达的。
He says in Romans chapter 6, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? By no means.
罗马书六章十五节说，这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典底下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
Don't you know that when you offer yourself to someone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
十六节说，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以至于成义。
But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the patterns of teaching which now claims your allegiance.
十七节，感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们的道理的真理。
You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
第十八节，你们既然从罪里面得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
So Paul is saying that either you are a slave to sin or you are a slave to righteousness.
所以保罗说，你若不是罪的奴仆，就是义的奴仆。
When we are saved from death by the blood of Jesus Christ,
当我们被耶稣基督的宝血救赎的时候，
we naturally and we must become a slave to righteousness.
我们自然的就成为了义的奴仆。
And that is why for the psalmist, his natural responseTo God's salvation would be his vows to become a servant of God.
这就是为什么世人对他的救赎的一个自然的反应，就是誓愿成为耶和华的仆人。
He expresses this in vows and also expresses in the form of the symbolic dream offering.
他公开表露自己的意愿，也以举杯的杂酒的那个表征来显示这个意愿。
Now for us Christians, Such servanthood takes on even more a special meaning because Jesus did exactly the same at his Last Supper.
对于我们基督徒而言，成为上帝的仆人而表态，带有着特殊的意义，因为耶稣在逾越节的时候的晚餐也如此行。
Jesus is the servant of God.
耶稣是上帝的仆人。
And he is also the servant king of his people.
他也是对他的子民来说是服侍他们的众仆的之王。
And he poured out his life as a drink offering.
他为了我们，就是把自己的生命像洒上的酒一样，完全的倾倒。
In Matthew chapter 26, he says he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, say, "Drink from it, all of you."
马太福音二十六章二十七节说，又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个。
This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
二十八节，因为这是我立业的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。
So from the Exodus to the Psalmist,
说从出埃及到诗人
，and from the Psalmist to Jesus himself,
从诗人到耶稣本身。
I hope I've convinced you that our faith doesn't just end at the salvation.
牧师希望已经成功的说服了你，我们的信仰不是停留在得救。
Our faith ends with servanthood.
我们的信仰是止于成为上帝的仆人。
And like Jesus, it's not just servanthood to God alone.
就像耶稣不是成为上帝的仆人。
But also being a servant and sacrifice to one another, to the community.
而是成为服侍他人并且为他人牺牲的仆人。
And this life of servanthood is also expressed by Paul.
保罗也在腓立比书也同样的分享了这个为奴仆的这样的一个生命。
In Philippians chapter 2, he says, do everything without grumbling or arguing.
腓立比书二章十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
Every time I read this, I wonder how many of us are grumbling and arguing servants.
不是说
And then he says, and then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain.
第十六节，腓立比书二章，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑。
And then what he says, but even if I'm poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with all of you.
第十七节，我以你们的信心作为贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上，也是一个喜乐，并且跟你们众人一同喜乐。
So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
第十八节，你们也要照样的喜乐，并且跟我一同的喜乐。
Essentially, Paul is saying, "Hey, I'm a happy servant."
基本上，保罗尝试要说，哎，我其实就是一个很快乐的一个仆人。
You too be happy servants of God too.
你们也一样，你们应该成为一个上帝快乐的仆人。
Paul uses his own life as an encouragement to the Philippian church on these ways of servanthood.
在作为上帝仆人这件事情上，保罗用自己的生命的经历来鼓励腓立比的教会。
I think what is especially touching, you know, he was saying this in prison, but I think it's especially touching when at the end of his life, Paul repeats this same testimony of servanthood to his successor Timothy.
在他生命旅程的终结，就是他。就是保罗被 关进监牢的时候，保罗向他的接班人提摩太重复了这个作为上帝仆人的这个见证。
He says, "For I am already poured out like a drink offering, and my time of the time of my departure is near."
在提摩太后书四章六节说：“我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
”So then he says, "I fought the good fight, I finished the race, I've kept the faith."
第七节，我那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
Now I'm deeply encouraged by Paul's testimony.
牧师很被保罗的见证很深深的感动跟鼓励了。
I too will testify that this binding servanthood is not a burden, but it is freedom to life itself.
牧师愿意见证说，这个上帝仆人的约定其实不是一个重担。而是释放生命的自由。
I often think that, you know, when we want to evangelize,
牧师常常以为传福音的信息
the message is the salvation.
传福音的信息应该就是一个救赎。
But I will argue that the message is far more than just the salvation.
但是牧师的辩解就是说，这个信息其实是超乎整个救赎。
The message also includes the servanthood.
这个信息应该包括了成为上帝的仆人。
Now the gospel that we evangelize should be about this servanthood to God.
所以我们传的福音应该是包括了成为上帝仆人的这个意义。
I think yes, it's quite a hard sell.
对，这是一个很硬的一个。
很难卖。Other church preach salvation, I preach servanthood. Come on, join this church to be a servant. Quite difficult. Okay. But I would like to end today's message with Psalm 117.
牧师愿以诗篇117篇作为今天信息的一个结尾。
As is sung by the youth, truly this is a psalm that calls everybody, come, let us worship God.
就像诗篇117篇所说的，万国啊。你们都当赞美耶和华，万民嘛，你们都当颂赞他。
And he says, "Praise the Lord, all you nations, all you people, for great is His love, and the faithfulness of God endures forever." Praise the Lord.
因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。
But let's ask, why? Why should we worship?
但是我们要问，为什么我们要敬拜神呢？
We are all Gentiles, you know, we belong to the all nations, all people category. Why should all the rest of us worship?
我们是外邦人，我们属于万国万民，为什么要敬拜他呢？
There is no better commentary on this psalm than Paul, who quotes this exact psalm in his letter to the Romans.
这一段最好的解释莫过于保罗在罗马书十五章的一个引述。
Let's see what Paul says about this psalm. Paul says in Romans chapter 15, accept one another just as Christ accept you in order to bring praise to God.
就是罗马书十五章七节，所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
For I tell you, in here, critical verse, Christ became a servant of the Jews in all on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs may be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy.
这是一个关键的经节，第八节，我说，基督是为真理做了受割礼人的祭司，要证实所应许列祖的话。
所以祭司就是仆人啊，哦，right. And then that's where he quotes verse 11. Then again, that's where he quotes Psalm chapter 117. Then again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, let all the peoples extol him.
这就是他引证诗篇116所说的，并叫外邦人应他的怜悯来荣耀神。
So for Paul, we see that it is the servanthood of Christ which demonstrates the relationship between God and his people.
所以对保罗而言，身为耶稣的仆人这个身份表彰了上帝跟他的子民的关系。
So why do we worship, we Gentiles, why do we worship God?
所以我们这些外邦人为什么要敬拜上帝呢？
The reason we worship God is because we are drawn by this Lord-servant relationship.
我们敬拜是因为我们被这个关系所牵引。
It is a God, people of God relationship.
这是一个上帝与人的关系。
It is a Lord and servant relationship.
就是主人跟仆人的关系。
In the first of the Hallel Psalms, Psalm 113, it says,
第一首哈利斯诗篇113这么样的颂赞。
He says, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord.
你们要赞美耶和华，耶和华的仆人啊，你们要赞美耶和华的名。
In the original meaning, these servants refers to the Israelites. They are the servants of God.
在原文，这个原来的仆人就是指以色列人。
But here, today, Psalm 117, he has extended this grace of praise to all of us, all nations, all people.
诗篇117篇，同样的把这样的一个恩惠恩典延伸到万国万民，延伸到我们身上。
So today, let us all be the servants of God.
今天就让我们成为神他的仆人。
And with this identity, we praise the Lord.
以这样的一个身份，我们来颂赞他吧。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we give you thanks. Because it's not just the salvation, but you want to have this relationship with us. Let us teach us to be slaves to righteousness, to live a life of righteousness, in bondage to you as your loyal servant. In all this, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.